Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Tuesday, September 20th. We'll update you about the impact of Hurricane Fiona on Puerto Rico, as much of the island is still without power. And new arrest numbers from the U.S.-Mexico border set a record. What's behind the surge? Also, the subject of the hit podcast Serial has been released from prison. We'll tell you why and explain the next big decision in this case. Plus, what two groups found about banned books in America. What Apple is doing about a problem with its newest iPhone's camera. And a world-renowned beer festival is back. We'll tell you those stories and more news to know today. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It was 5 years ago today that Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico. And today, much of the island is in the dark again and dealing with devastation from another storm, Hurricane Fiona. The winds may not have been as strong, but the flooding has reached historic levels, turning entire streets into muddy rivers. Flash floods left many stranded across the U.S. territory, and more than 1,000 people have been rescued so far. Remember, Fiona first made landfall Sunday, and while the worst of the hurricane has moved on, the crisis is still growing. There are still downpours capable of producing flash floods, and the power is still out for most of the island. Authorities say it could be days before electricity is restored. Two-thirds of Puerto Ricans don't have running water right now either. At last check, officials say Fiona has led to the deaths of two people there, but that number could go up. After slamming Puerto Rico, Fiona did also cause devastation in the Dominican Republic as well. At least one person died there. Now Fiona is nearing the Turks and Caicos Islands, and the storm has already gained strength. Meanwhile, Mexico dealt with destruction also on the anniversary of a different natural disaster. A major earthquake hit the western coast of Mexico yesterday, killing at least one person. Shaking was reported as far away as Mexico City, though there were no reports of major damage in the capital city. The 7.7 magnitude quake hit exactly 5 years after a quake that killed a few hundred people in 2017, and exactly 37 years after the 1985 quake that killed thousands. Yes, three big quakes now on the same day, just years apart. The situation at the U.S.-Mexico border has reached a new historic milestone. Border Patrol agents have now arrested more than 2 million people trying to get into the country illegally over the last 11 months. And that's the most ever in that time period. Officials say before the year is over, the number of arrests will likely reach more than 2.3 million, far exceeding last year's record number. One reason for the historic increase of migrants is that more and more of them are coming from Nicaragua, Cuba, and Venezuela. 175% more since this time last year. And that's combined with everyone still coming from Mexico and Central America. The Biden administration is blaming the governments of those countries for their people fleeing. They say many are leaving due to a lack of opportunities, along with high poverty rates and problems with crime. Officials say most are trying to reach family, friends, and better lives in the U.S. Republicans, though, are pointing fingers at President Biden. They blame this immigration wave on him reversing the border policies of the previous Trump administration. And remember, some Republican governors, like those in Texas and Arizona, have sent a continuous stream of thousands of migrants to Washington, D.C., New York, Chicago, and Martha's Vineyard. They say it's to call attention to problems at the border and the resources it takes to deal with it all. Though the White House and other Democrats have called the move an inhumane and political scheme. It's worth noting that while the number of arrests over the last year has reached a record high, illegal border crossings were actually higher in the early 2000s. But there were fewer arrests since Border Patrol had fewer agents and less technology. The last known American hostage in Afghanistan has been freed, but it took a prisoner swap with the Taliban. An American engineer and U.S. Navy veteran, Mark Frerichs, was kidnapped while working as a contractor in Afghanistan more than 2 years ago, and he's been held hostage there ever since, until yesterday. The Taliban government freed him in exchange for the U.S. releasing a prominent Afghan tribal leader who was convicted of drug trafficking back in 2008 and sentenced to life in prison. Haji Bashir Nourzai was once on the world's most wanted narcotics dealers list and is said to have close ties to the Taliban. Well, now the New York Times reports the group is seeing it as a victory and a sign that the Taliban is loyal to its supporters. President Biden released a statement saying American Mark Frerichs' freedom required difficult decisions that, quote, I did not take lightly. A couple senior officials told reporters that it took months of negotiations, but experts in the U.S. government decided the prisoner swap would not ultimately lead to more risk to Americans. Frerichs' sister told local news in Illinois the family is grateful and breathing a sigh of relief. They don't know exactly when he'll be back in the U.S. He's apparently in U.S. care in Qatar, but they're just glad to know he's safe. This was the first known prisoner swap between the U.S. and the Taliban since the U.S. withdrew from Afghanistan last year and the Taliban took over. You probably first heard his name on the hit podcast Serial. It was one of the first true crime podcasts that went viral and was downloaded by tens of millions of people around the world. Well, after more than two decades, Adnan Syed was freed from prison, at least for now. A judge in Baltimore vacated his conviction yesterday, which essentially means his conviction was thrown out. The reason for this? Prosecutors say there's new evidence that two other potential suspects may have been responsible for the 1999 killing of Heyman Lee. They say they're not yet declaring Syed innocent, but that he does deserve a new trial. Lee's family is upset, though, saying they only learned last week of the investigation and felt blindsided. Lee's brother said this is not a podcast for him. It's real life, and it seems never-ending. Syed, though, who is now 41, received cheers when he left the courthouse. He'll be under house arrest while prosecutors figure out if they want to retry Syed or dismiss this case. They have 1 month to decide. Stay tuned. More news coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Just because two things are kind of the same doesn't mean they're actually the same thing. There can be a huge variety in quality. And that's true for whether we're talking about the little things in life, like choosing which place to get sushi from or what pair of jeans to buy, or the bigger decisions, like what doctor to trust. With ZocDoc, you can find the right doctor for you, helping to find one that makes sure you feel heard and are truly taken care of. And ZocDoc will help make sure the doctor is also in-network and in your neighborhood. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Yes, read verified patient reviews from real people who made real appointments. Now, when you walk into that doctor's office, you'll hopefully be set to see someone in your network who gets you. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, so simply go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. For the first time in almost 2 years, the number of traffic deaths has gone down from the year before, and it comes even as Americans are driving more. It's a welcome change since there had been a steady increase in traffic deaths since the start of the pandemic. Experts have said it was due to fewer people on the road, so drivers were speeding more and being more reckless. From April to June of this year, more than 10,000 people died from car crashes. And while that is still high, government data shows it's down nearly 5% from the same time in 2021. Still, the U.S. Transportation Secretary said the deaths are preventable, not inevitable. Some new data shows more and more books across the U.S. are being banned. PEN America is a nonprofit that advocates for free speech, and it found more than 130 school districts in more than half the states banned books during the last school year. At the same time, the American Library Association found similar data, saying total book bans in 2022 are expected to exceed record numbers from last year. Many book removals have come after allegations of graphic, obscene, or inappropriate materials in schools. while critics of the policy changes call it censorship that is trying to silence underrepresented voices and turn public schools into political battlegrounds. Texas led all states with the most number of bans, more than 800, on books dealing with race, sexuality, and LGBTQ issues. Apple is acknowledging a problem with its newest iPhone, but says a fix is on the way. A problem with the iPhone 14's camera is apparently causing it to shake and even make a rattling noise in certain situations. The vibrating issue appears to pop up when iPhone 14 users are running third-party apps, so like TikTok or Snapchat. Apple now says it's working on a software update that should be released sometime next week. Experts say the problem with the top-of-the-line phone's camera comes down to a malfunction with its image stabilization system. Apple's newest iPhone models just came out last week. And despite some glowing reviews, this shaky camera issue is just one of a handful of problems that users have run into. Though experts say as long as Apple handles the tech issues quickly, they probably won't impact sales. For the first time in 2 years, the world-famous Oktoberfest is back. The pandemic had the much-loved event on hiatus since 2020. Well, the lederhosen-wearing, polka music dancing crowds have been unleashed once again. The beer started flowing this weekend at Oktoberfest events around the world, and it won't stop flowing until the first Sunday of October. The original Oktoberfest celebration in Munich, Germany, draws in around 6 million partiers annually. Dating back to the year 1810, the festival began as a celebration marking the marriage of the Crown Prince of Bavaria. Now it's more of a celebration of the German culture and beer. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this podcast is sponsored by Indeed. Every business owner knows how important their hiring decisions are. Behind most business success stories is a great team of people. Well, Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Find great talent faster through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed data in the U.S. And how convenient is it to have assessments right there ready to go? Indeed helps star applicants to shine with over 135 assessment tests from cooking to coding. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. And today's trivia question is, which U.S. president is featured on the $2 bill? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram. Just find and follow us at NewsworthyPod and look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, which country was the first to give women the right to vote? The answer is New Zealand. On September 19, 1893, New Zealand became the first self-governing country in the world to allow women to vote in parliamentary elections, though this world-changing achievement did not happen overnight. The first attempt by New Zealand to give women the right to vote began in 1878. It failed to pass then, along with two other times leading up to 1893. It took years of hard work and fighting led by women like Kate Sheppard. Together with their supporters, the suffragists squeezed their bill through Parliament by a vote of 20-18, and it was made law, giving all New Zealand women the right to vote. Women in the United States wouldn't gain the right to vote for another 26 years through the creation of the 19th Amendment in 1920, though in the U.S., Native Americans had to wait even longer. Jump to today, the work that began in New Zealand by Kate Sheppard and others was copied numerous times around the world, eventually giving women everywhere the legal right to vote. If you're ever in New Zealand, by the way, take a look at the money they use. The country recognized Sheppard's monumental accomplishment by putting her on the $10 note. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.